Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back to West Palm Beach Nationals spring training just after noon. Couple of hours still to come. Great Nationals coverage exclusive to you today. Warming up DC via your airwaves. Thanks to our friends at Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today. Let their family build a home for yours.
So, Grant, tell everybody what just happened.
Well, first of all, Anthony Rendon's sitting down. So
yes.
Hello, Anthony. So that's my wallet. So Danny hates my wallet. Everyone makes fun of it.
It's not a
it's
wallet.
It's a hair tie.
It is. It's literally my wife's hair tie, and I wrap it around my cards and my receipt from dinner last night. That's an expensive dinner. That's a keeper right there.
I see a Bloody Mary in there.
Might want to honor that one.
That's a keeper.
That's an IOU. That's as good as money, sir.
What do you think of this wallet? It's pretty good?
Original.
Very good.
Yeah, it's not a wallet. It's not a wallet. It's a rubber band or a hair tie
Show
around
yours,
ID
though.
Cards.
Or, I mean, it's the new, like, millennial
right.
money clip.
I have a man's wallet.
No.
Now, it's a bulky wallet, but it's a man's
Look at the
wallet.
Size of that thing. When Danny sits down, he leans over.
Yeah,
like
back
this.
Pain?
No. Well, yeah. But for
that's
for reason.
Probably why.
No, it's because I'm fat. That's why. I'm very stiff and fat.
Stiff and fat.
How's camp going for you? You're not fat, and you guys are
no, you're in good shape.
Working
annoying.
Up some a lather. You're out there doing the things Danny and I don't like to do, training. How's it going?
It's good. We got to put a lot of sunscreen on, that's for sure. Me and Zim were talking about it. We both made the mistake of being late, going to our circle of trust, and forgetting to put sunscreen on.
Oof.
And we paid the price for it.
Do you tan though? You've like the you've got a better skin tone than I
Your
do
base
in terms of
is better.
My base. Was that actually funny because the first day here, everyone's like, "You're looking kind of pale." I'm like, "Thanks,
nice
appreciate it."
Yeah,
Sharks, good clubhouse.
Yeah. So it's actually good to be down here and get some sun because I didn't get out too much back home.
Sounds like. Just we've been here for 2 days, so what do we know? But we got the sense, talking to Dave, talking to Rizzo, talking to a couple of your teammates now, and you, there's a different vibe to this clubhouse. And I know that it's easy to say every year because there's always a different vibe. There's turnover.
Yeah.
It's pro sports. But it seems really positive. Is that your experience right now?
Like you said, everyone's been saying that. But I don't maybe because I don't pay attention to it.
Right.
I feel like the vibe has been the same each and every year. And, I mean, everyone comes in fresh. Everyone's excited, a little antsy, nervous. You have the new guys and the first-time big league spring training guys. So it's like you have a lot of mixed emotions going around. But, the bulk of it is always excitement because everyone wants to get back into the routine and get back into the swing of things.
Have you noticed any difference second go-round with Davey? We had him on the show yesterday, and he said he's paying way closer attention to basically fundamentals and drills and things like that. Is that something as a player you've noticed?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we kind of touched base on it last year, his first year. But I guess looking back at it now, it was almost like he didn't want to be that one guy to come in and change everything. And, you know, and we're just going to hammer the fundamentals. We're going to hammer everything. And everyone's, you know, it could be a bad drawback. And people would just – like, that's not what we do around here. And so I think now that we got a feel for him and we got a feel of the new staff and our approach is kind of the same, but maybe they're hammering it a little bit more intensely.
So Anthony Rendon is sitting down with us here on Grant and Danny. I always like to pull this page up next to you. It's
baseball reference
page. You walked a little bit less last year. You're such a good hitter. You're so good. Did you feel like you can do more damage in middle of the order, swinging the bat a little bit more aggressive? Any change in approach or just kind of what happened?
I think that's kind of just what happened.
Yeah.
That wasn't one of my goals. I wasn't looking to walk more. I wasn't looking to walk any less. But I still wanted to keep that same approach of staying aggressive. And, if I get in the pitch to hit the pitch, I can drive, taking my advantage of it instead of, in prior years and when I was coming up 13, 14, 15 of, being selective, taking my strikes and, working the count and, I guess seeing more pitches, which probably eventually led to more walks. So maybe that's the difference.
Anthony, you said something, I guess it was yesterday, that I thought was really interesting. I always think guys repped by Scott Boras, they're going to free agency.
Yeah, this was great, dude.
And you kind of went hard in the paint.
Like Waka Flocka?
No, you dunked on people. I don't know who that is, but it's not, is he a good basketball player?
No. Apparently Rockets. He's a rapper. Okay. This was like maybe mid-2000s. He came out with a song. The only reason I know this is because one of our guys in college had that as a song.
Oh, yeah.
As a walk-up song.
His walk-up, yeah.
I go hard in the paint. That's how it started.
Okay. That should be your walk-up song.
It's a little explicit.
Okay. That might be a lot in this part. I don't know. But you basically said, Scott Boras works for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something we really think about. Like, to me, in my mind, I always think Strasburg's kind of a really different situation because of the shutdown and the organization and the relationship and everything. I felt like they kind of maybe had some kind of obligation where they said, let's be good to the Nats. They were good to us.
Yeah.
Boras's guys go to free agency. You, for people that don't know, are going into your last year.
Yeah.
We could be going through this Bryce Harper saga all over again next year where we're waiting around to see is Anthony Rendon coming back?
Is he coming?
Will he be here?
Daddy,
is that him, Father?
I like to
he
see him.
He promised me he'd be here.
He's ever so kind.
He's going
Why did
to
y'all's accents
here?
Change?
Well, that's how little kids talk.
The British.
Oh, they go straight
British
to British.
Yeah, yeah. All the
kids. I saw a thing on that. The little pig.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa. So I guess kids have been starting to talk like Peppa the Pig just because they watch
All kids are British. There's no one under six that doesn't have a British accent. You know that.
Industry standard.
But the point of the dude's story is you basically said, if I want to resign here and I tell Scott Boras that, his job is to get the deal done.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that really true, though? I mean, why does no one do that? Why is it – if you said that to him, I feel like he would say to you, oh, Anthony, listen, that sounds cool and everything, but I can get you way more money. Like, you know you can get more money if you go to free agency.
Yeah, it's a bidding war.
Right.
And that's how it should be.
Okay, and I agree with you. So why would you resign here before free agency?
I mean, why wouldn't I resign here? I mean, it's almost like if you want to stay with – y'all guys want to stay with the same radio station, but y'all's boss, you know, says, hey, you know, do you guys want to extend y'all's contract, you know, but you guys think that y'all have gained so much more attention over the years that y'all have been here, and you think, man, I think I should get a raise. And then wouldn't y'all want to hear out what y'all's boss has to say about potentially getting a longer contract or getting
that.
A raise?
Yeah, I would love that. But if my agent had a track record where I never stay with that company before I see what the other companies offer, I would think he would make me listen to the other companies.
But what if you pay that agent?
Then maybe I could tell him what I
want. Maybe I could tell him what I want to do.
All right.
By the way, can you rep us? Can you go in and talk to our boss about stuff?
He didn't say he
I got 3 years of school under my belt. I think I got y'all.
But I guess all the shtick aside, cutting to the core here of the point, what is your interest level in coming back? I mean, and what is your thought on free agency and the year ahead?
Yeah, I'm all ears. I mean, I've said it before. Like, I'm up to listen to whatever the Nats have to offer or whatever they wanted to have the discussions about. We've had prior discussions, like we've all been saying. And if we could come to terms and where both sides are happy, I mean, why wouldn't you take that, you know? I mean, if you feel like your value is getting appreciated and they're on the same page, then – I mean, what's the issue?
Does how the last two off seasons have gone in any way
make
it
more weird, right?
Because Bryce is still waiting for his payday. Manny Machado just got banked, and good on him. I guess that ruined any thought. I'm like, oh, Anthony Rendon will come back, Papa. Nobody's paying anybody.
Is it true?
And then Manny Machado just said, Anthony, what are you doing? But is any part of you watching this going, maybe it's not that big of a deal to just know where I'm going in December?
No.
Rather than wait until February.
No, I think my personality is way different. And I think y'all read the article. I mean, my identity is not in baseball. So if any point in time where, you know, I'm not appreciated and I'm not being compensated for it, or if baseball has been taken away from me and I have to go back home and I have to go be with my family or I have to go find another job, I think I've made a substantial amount of money thus far to be set for life. And the fact that I'm not looking for happiness in this sport, so I can go home and be perfectly fine without having baseball.
Anthony, my last one for you is, why don't you want more credit? You're really good. You're a terrific player, right? You're going to get
you.
Paid like it. You should.
Thank you.
But, like, where's your self-publication for All-Star stuff? You know what I mean? Where's kids? Can we do, like, fanfare-type things? Why don't you care about getting credit around the game?
it shouldn't be about selfishness. I mean, why? You're just, it's self-indulging. I mean, I think that's what's brought this world into what it is today. If people were more selfless, I think we'd live in a better place.
That's deep.
Wow.
That's really nice to say.
Now I'm ashamed of myself a little bit.
Yeah. It was a dumb question, right? I mean, what is Danny what thinking to ask that question?
Man.
What a selfish person.
I'm going to look down at my shoes for the rest of the time you're sitting there.
You should. Let Anthony
man,
talk.
There's so much
you're
shame.
So selfish. So I want to go back to the contract.
I know.
A little bit. Because I just want to get a deal done.
Tell.
I want to get a deal done before the interview ends, if that's possible.
End of the year?
No, this
like
interview.
Right now.
Oh, okay, about a minute left.
All right.
You got to give me what they taught you in school. Like, you're on the elevator. You have the 20 seconds
pitch. Right.
Come on.
Here's what I'm going to float to you. And then you take it and rub it all over and throw it back at me.
All right.
I think that Bryce Harper's existence here, you didn't get any of the credit you really deserved. Okay? Mm-hmm. Rightfully or wrongfully. You've never been an all-star, which is egregious.
So stupid.
And just in general,
free
I think
vacation.
If it is free vacation
to go to the All-Star City or to go somewhere else,
but like if, somewhere else.
If Bryce was still here financially and otherwise, it would make more sense if the organization said, "I'm just not sure." You should be kind of the face now. Zim's in the last year of his deal. Bryce is going to be probably going to Philadelphia. To me, this all sets up very well for Anthony Rendon to step out of the shadow, step into the sunshine.
But you got another phenom coming up. He's already here.
And Juan Soto.
Yeah. And he's younger, too.
He's just a child.
Hey, that's the best part.
I agree, but we need an adult. We need you. We need someone in the clubhouse.
Did he just call me an adult?
You're a grown-up. You have
adult.
A child. You are a
thank you.
Adult.
And I love Juan Soto. You're not going to say anything. I love when he, like, grabs his junk and stares at the pitcher and
why is he
you know,
so
kicks
mad?
Dirt around and does that Brahma Bull
dirt.
Act. You should do that, too, but you don't, but that's fine. Why not just sign now? Like today.
Maybe both sides aren't, you know, in the same place.
Okay.
All
right. That's reasonable, right, Danny?
Yeah. I mean, you want us to give you a pitch?
Yeah.
On why you stay?
I mean, if you guys are signing the checks, yeah.
No, we're not. No.
Is this fair? Are you any more likely to be here because Bryce isn't? In other words, because of
what
the
does
money.
That mean?
Well, $300 million's not getting spent on Bryce. They got more money for you and Trey Turner. Like, if Bryce moves on, does it seem to you like, well, maybe that's more money for me?
I think it makes more sense because if they would have to pay another, you know, star player before my, you know, contract year before my extension, then that means that there's more money on the table. Yeah.
So things are looking up.
Things are looking up.
That's what we're saying.
I get it. I read you.
I mean,
I smell what you're stepping
common
in.
Common sense.
It seems like common sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's common sense.
Why did he go very high? I don't know. I got weird written.
Anthony.
He went from British to very high.
Every time we have
know,
Anthony
right?
Rendon on, like, we do the most awkward interview.
I know. It always happens.
I blame you, but I think it's us.
A lot of it's me.
I'll take some blame. And Anthony will take a lot of the blame.
I mean, you
like.
Don't have a wallet, so you got to take some blame.
That's true. I have a wallet. It's right here. It's just not enough.
You have a stack.
I have a stack of cards.
Where's your cash at?
I don't carry cash. You carry cash?
Yeah.
Do you really? I don't know anyone who carries
cash.
You
don't have a filing cabinet either, do you?
No chance. You use a VCR? You watch VHSs?
I still have VHSs.
He has a different like hair tie.
I met a guy
files.
In the clubhouse today who uses spray deodorant. That's embarrassing.
Oh, that's all they have in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you use spray deodorant?
No, but when I'm here, when I leave the field, yeah, I don't bring a
stick
of deodorant.
What's your brand of deodorant?
Old Spice.
Me too.
Before all the commercials.
The Fiji?
And, yeah. Huh?
Like the
do you have a go-to scent,
Fiji?
Or is it just
oh, whatever one I grab.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like the only one that doesn't give me a breakout. It's
yeah.
Weird.
No, it's not weird. The sprays, if you're a sweaty guy, like if you're exercising, which you do all the time.
Are you antiperspirant?
I don't even know what that means.
Like the anti-sweat one, or do you just get deodorant?
I don't know. I just get a stick of deodorant.
Okay.
Put it on.
It's probably antiperspirant.
You would think.
Yeah. Anthony, thank you for the time.
And we're sorry.
No, for sure.
I feel like we solved a lot while you were out here. We got a lot done.
No, thank y'all for having me, of course.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I will see you over at the Nats Youth Academy coming up in a couple weeks. We got an event over there with you.
That's right.
So we'll do that.
You nice,
man.
Be at the gala?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think so. We're normally at
I
that.
Think so, yeah.
Anthony Rendon, boys and girls, of your Washington Nationals. And you heard it here first.
British boys and girls.
That's right. He doesn't know why we have British accents. You're listening to The Fan.
Guys, Danny Rouillet for my pals at Ted Britt Ford. Love it. First drive all month long at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly. Driving your 2018 EcoSport for as low as $179 a month. Or 0% APR for 60 months when you buy. Choice is yours. You can have an American accent, British accent, doesn't matter. You go and you get treated great. I should know. I've been there two different times. Got two different Ted Britt Fords in the repertoire. Drive a new 2019 Ford Escape for as low as $239 a month, or an Explorer for as low as $349 per month. Get up to $6,000 off the MSRP on a new 2018 Ford Mustang GT. You can be a Mustang guy. That's right. How about a 2018 F-150? Up to $13,500 off the MSRP, or take advantage of 0% APR for 60 months. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, standard, every time, you get Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get it. That's powertrain, service loaners, battery replacement, windshield repair, and complimentary Virginia inspection for life. That's right, for life. You got to go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford, and when you do, tell them Kenny sent you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boys and girls, welcome back. Sean Doolittle has joined us live at West Palm Beach. We're Grant and Danny at spring training, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours. We were just talking with Sean Doolittle before we came back. I think it may have even spilled over, so we'll just let people know what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's not private. This is a normal thing.
No, we're trying to tell Sean Doolittle some places to eat in the D.C. area. And I had said that I assumed that you wouldn't want to go. Danny's trying to tell you about this, like, deli where you can eat these huge sub sandwiches.
Stachowski's Marketplace, bro.
And I was saying, oh, Sean Doolittle doesn't want to eat there. And you said, why wouldn't I want to eat there? I just, for some reason, I assume you're a... Everything I put into my body is fuel guy.
My body is my temple.
Exactly. But you will eat at a restaurant with food that tastes good?
Of course.
That's great news.
Everything in moderation. You know, you got to have that balance, right?
They don't do moderation.
They're not here.
Well, you got to pick and choose your spots. You know, yeah. I'm not going to, I wouldn't go to a place like that if we have a game that day. That's for maybe after a day game or an off day. You know, D.C. also has a ton of great, like, bakeries, like donut shops or cupcakes, you know, all those. They got the market cornered on that stuff too. So you just have to pick and choose your spots. That's all.
Have you ever either eaten or something else leads to this? Maybe you're not feeling well. You have to go to the bathroom so bad during the game you don't have an option.
No,
it's never happened.
No, that's never happened. I do get like super nervous and have to use the bathroom in the bullpen, like. Once an inning from, like, the sixth inning on.
Because you're just, like, up fidgety.
Yeah, I'm fidgety. I can't sit still. I have my routine. I'm going through my warm-up, and I'm like, well, I want to make sure, like, I don't have to go while I'm pitching. So, like, you know, you go you top of the seventh, and then you're, like, bottom of the seventh. You're like, ah, maybe I should go again. It's a lot easier when the bathroom is in the bullpen, like it is in D.C. at Nats Park. When I was in Oakland, the only bathroom there is in the dugout, so you have to run down to the dugout to go to the bathroom. So that was part of my warm up. I got plenty of my
good jogs in.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird too that like all the fans would see you and they would know like, oh, that guy's going to the bathroom.
Like, where's he going? I'll tell you. He does this every 7 minutes. Sean Doolittle with us here on Grant and Danny. Different bullpen than when we started last year. Right?
Yeah, very different.
A lot more power arms to go with you, a power arm in your own right. This is a different look. This is a pretty stacked bullpen, no?
I'm excited about it, man. You know, Rosenthal and Bearclaw have a proven track record of having some really nasty stuff at the big league level, pitching late in ball games. They have that experience of throwing in those high leverage situations late in games. Big strikeout numbers from both of those guys. You know, Rosenthal's throwing 100. You know, Rainey, we got Rainey in camp right now, and he throws 100, and it's easy cheese. He's been a fun guy to watch.
He came over for Nats fans that don't know in the Roark.
In the Roark trade, yeah, from Cincinnati.
Yeah. And, Tanner for Tanner, right? And You know, Matt Grace, a guy that took a big step forward last year. You know, he's toying with a cutter. He's got some new tricks up his sleeve. That's been fun watching him him go to work here in the beginning part of camp. So, yeah, much different look, but you know, still really excited.
What I like so much about the bullpen is the guys who last year, and it wasn't their own fault, there were injuries and all kinds of things, but were pitching in these high leverage situations that maybe it wasn't ideal. That should have been in the sixth or seventh, and now they're in the eighth or ninth. They're slotted back in with the late inning experience to where they probably should be. And it also, I think, gives Davey Martinez the opportunity to not overuse or overwork a guy like you or Rosenthal coming off injury, which it sounds all good now until the game start. But I thought you guys got into a little trouble early last year because you had to go to the whip so quickly with your A bullpen and you couldn't fall another game back. Maybe that doesn't have to be the case this year with the A and the B group you've assembled.
I think, you know, as we're able to distance ourselves from last year, we start to see some of the silver linings, and that's a big thing. You know, getting guys like Suero some experience pitching in those later innings of some close ball games. Now he's kind of a guy that he got some really, really good experience, and he learned a lot last year, and he's got really good stuff. You know, part of that was learning how to use it and learning how to pitch in those situations. But you're right. Some of that experience from last year will give us some really good depth this year coming in to start the season.
What's your ideal workload? Just knowing your body now, I mean, you've been around for a while, and
camp.
Well, just throughout the year, take it wherever you want. Just you've been banged up a couple times last year, not an arm thing, but still nagging is a pain in the butt. And you know yourself really, really well by this point in your career. How's the ideal workload kind of ramp up for you?
Well, in spring training, you know, with like having an idea of what my role is going to be during the season, you know, much like last year, I can take a little bit more of a developmental mindset into it. I'll probably throw one more live BP type situation on a backfield before I start working into games. And even, you know, in spring training, you know, if everything continues to go well, I have a relatively low maintenance delivery. I feel like I only need maybe 7 or 8 outings in camp. I might want to have one of those be or two of those be back to back situation to make it more realistic, like we might do during the season. Or, but when it comes to during the season, it's tough for me to like put a number on it as far as workload or somehow quantify it because it's so difficult. As a reliever, your workloads tend to go in swings. Everything comes in bunches. You might have a month like April was a really busy month for us last year, but I think like May, I think I only had maybe 8 or 10 outings. It kind of tends to swing from one extreme to the other. Ideally, you'd like to fall somewhere in the middle and be pitching, you know, maybe not every night, obviously, but every other night. You don't want to go maybe ideally 2 or 3 nights without pitching. Your body works better when you have a steady, consistent workload rather than kind of that roller coaster fluctuation.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny. You're a real smart, cerebral, kind of worldly guy. And you've been...
That's all true. It's true, Sean.
Wow.
We say that even when you're not around.
That's why I'm here. I paid him to say that.
That's right.
You haven't paid me yet. You said you were going to pay me.
A lot of big talk.
I haven't.
A lot of big talk about payment.
That's another story.
I pay him in deli. Sam, what was that?
Stokowski. I'll keep the website up for you.
You've been outspoken like some other kind of leaders in clubhouses about what's going on with spending in baseball. And I've been looking forward to coming down and chatting with you about this. So a couple of things. There's a few different problems, and everyone lumps it into like one issue. Where we could talk about the high end of the market, you know, the 10-year contracts, the $300 million. You know, guys that are being phased out, they could get 1 year and $2 million at 36 years old. Now they're going to kids for nothing. Manny Machado just got 10 and 300. So that's a good sign. I mean, Bryce ultimately could get 325. We're not really sure. And I don't know where you're at on the big contracts. I think that's kind of a win for people saying, well, the money's still there if you're elite and you're 26. I'm a believer, to be honest with you, in 10-year $300 million deals being bad business in general, just because – I'd rather pay 6 or 7 guys that are really good players than one guy who's a great player for a decade. I don't know what you think about that. But my point is there are other issues in terms of how many teams are trying to win, in terms of a 34-year-old trying to get a 2-year deal at the end of his career who's being phased out.
Right.
Do you feel like we're oversimplifying it maybe when we just talk about, oh, if Bryce Harper isn't paid and it's February 23rd, the system's broken?
Well, I think that's kind of one of the symptoms of the system. It's not like the barometer, the sole measure by which you can measure the system, because there was some speculation that after Machado's deal was signed that, well, this is proof that the system is working fine, that everything is okay. And I don't think that's fair, because it took him until a week into camp to get that deal. I don't understand why. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that none of us are privy to, but why that couldn't have happened earlier in the offseason, what took so long for that to come together. But we still have a lot of guys that are left unsigned, really, really good players, all-star players, obviously Bryce, but, you know, Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell and Carlos Gonzalez, and I could go down the list. Some of the chips have started to fall. Moustakas signed. Josh Harrison got a deal the other day as well. It's not as good for baseball when it's happening later and later.
It used to happen at Christmas.
Right.
It's happening
there was,
in March.
There was bidding wars there, and interest.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, it gave fans a chance to really get excited about seeing the moves that their teams were making and to get have that energy and anticipation looking forward to spring training and then starting the countdown to opening day. You know, I think the game is in a better place when you have teams like, you know, that are competing, you know, off the field as well to try to put together the best rosters that they possibly can. There are a lot of elements. Sometimes I think though that they kind of feel really interconnected. There are some large deals, some big contracts that are coming in for guys, but equally something that's really concerning for us is that the player that comprises baseball's like middle class, so to speak. You mentioned the 34-year-old veteran that's looking to, you know, play one or two more years. You know, those guys are getting squeezed out. If you really dive into the numbers, average salaries are up, partially because, well, in large part because those top end deals are so big that they're driving the average up. But if you continue to zoom in and you look at stuff like the mean, and then the mean as it relates to the average salary, those numbers are way down. So what we're seeing is teams are signing one or two of those guys to big contracts, and then they're rounding out the rest of their roster with younger, cheaper players. And you know, obviously the Nats are one of the exceptions to that. You look at the offseason that we have had. The guys that we've signed, we've addressed several needs, several different aspects of the game, and I think fans have responded. I think fans are excited about the season. They're excited about the guys we have in camp. I know the buzz in the clubhouse, the energy has been great here in the first couple weeks, so we're really excited about the way things unfolded for us.
Sean, awesome as always, buddy. Let's do this again soon, man. Have a great
All
camp.
All right. You guys know where I work.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
Just two blocks from us, and you'll be at Stachowski's. I know. We'll see you there on game day.
I'll tell them to expect you.
All right. Grant and Danny on the Fan live from Nats spring training.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks to Sean Doolittle for stopping by. It has been busy. The Nats guests have been bountiful and constant today. Day two of our coverage from spring training. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. And a big thank you to our friends at Van Meter Homes for making our trip possible. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today. Let their family build a home for yours. Doolittle pretty pumped about the bullpen, very clearly, with Rosenthal and Bearclaw having been added. Give me a weakness, Danny. Give me something about this Nats team going into this season that you are worried about that you don't think is good enough?
It's really hard to come up with, by the way, and that's a strength here. So the only way to do this is to say, well, if blank, blank, blank doesn't go according to plan, what team wouldn't that be true for, right? If you think of the Yankees, if Aaron Judge gets hurt again, we're not the same. You look at the Red Sox. If Mookie Betts gets hurt, what are we? The Nationals are built very well. And to me, I think you're going to miss some of the power that they had. It's incumbent on guys like Brian Dozier to get back to the level they were at not that long ago to make up for some of the lost homers. It's incumbent on Juan Soto to take the next step. It's incumbent on Ryan Zimmerman to play, you know, at least 120 games, or Matt Adams to have kind of the same year, Anthony Rendon to do what he's done. But if guys kind of perform as they have typically over the last several seasons, I think they'll be close to, you know, having enough pop to maybe win some of those games in the dog days, right? You know, you can win some of those games they lost last year just with one swing of the bat, right? Where Max Scherzer goes out and turns in a gem and you lose, you know, a 2-0 game or a 2-1 game. Just takes one swing for somebody to kind of change the fate of a homestand or a road trip, etc. So that, to me, if you're coming up with a weakness, that's one. Another would be the back end of the starting rotation if things don't go according to plan. But again, the whole point here is something has to fail. Something has to break. Something has to go wrong. I mean, it's pro sports and it's baseball. It happens. But right now on paper, as we kind of do this, it's easy to like a lot of what the Nats are putting out there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that comes back to the fact, as players continue to say as they're coming through on assembly line, the Nationals are one of the handful of teams in the sport this offseason that were super aggressive, that did not wait. Think about how quickly Patrick Corbin signed.
Yep.
Patrick Corbin could easily still be on the market, like so many of the other best players, waiting for a bigger contract. But they threw the extra year in and got to 140, and they hammered out a deal before the Phillies and everyone else could really get all that involved or engaged. I think that's important because it's emblematic of the fact that they are in win-now mode. And this division, as Mike Rizzo pointed out, and you missed Rizzo today, you want to podcast that one at thefandc.com. There are four teams trying to win. There's not another division like that in baseball. Ryan Zimmerman joked, I think the Indians are going to win the Central. Or for those of you that don't know what he's talking about, the Royals and the Tigers and every other team other than the Cleveland Indians in that division
are all rebuilding.
Minnesota Twins have kind of just decided, yeah, we're not going to be division champions this year, so we're going to start thinking about 2021, 2022. But the Nationals have not done that, and that's why it is hard to find a weakness. You know mine. It is the back of the rotation. I think Anibal Sanchez could be good, and he was obviously that last year. But if he's not, I think you're in trouble because Jeremy Hellickson repeating last season when he was healthy could be difficult, and you just haven't seen enough from Eric Fetty. Now, the one saving grace could be Joe Ross for me. I think Ross is a safe bet to overachieve because the expectations are going to be so low.
That's a good point.
But if you want to go like stock up, arrows up and down.
Stock report up.
I think Anibal Sanchez, the arrow's probably down from a year ago. You know, Eric Fetty, I've kind of lost faith in for now. I hope he proves me wrong, but it's just been a couple of seasons of waiting, and it's getting tough to keep waiting. The one guy that I look at and I can highlight and say, I'll bet you he's better than everyone thinks he is in 2019, is Joe Ross. But you probably need four guys after the big three to get through 6 months. And we saw last year what happens when you don't have rotational depth. It cripples you. It rots from the inside out. And that was in a year when Max Scherzer almost won his third straight Cy Young Award. What if he slows down just a little bit at 34 years old?
Like a reasonable amount, by the way.
Steven Strasburg is on the disabled list. You know it's going to happen once, but maybe two or three times.
Yeah.
And you don't want any of this to happen, and it's negative to think about, but these are the types of things, for Mike Rizzo, you need to be talking about today in your office as you're looking around at the market. I know they can't go out and sign Dallas Keuchel. That would be a slam dunk and a home run for them to kind of put them over the top. But maybe someone else on the market who's cheap, who could give you 175 innings, I just wouldn't rule out bringing another arm in here. I'd love to see them do it.
Well, remember, the Hellickson hadn't even signed yet when we were down here, right?
Last year.
Yeah, right? And he was kind of a late addition. It turned into what a boon for them for next to nothing. He all of a sudden goes out and stabilizes things. Granted, only five innings at a time, but
more of an Aaron Boone or a Brett Boone or a Bob Boone?
That was more, to me, honestly, an Aaron Boone because you didn't expect that homer
right off
of Wakefield, but and then here you are. So I ultimately go with the fact that, again, as you said, something bad has to happen for this not to go well. Right now, here's the other part, the caveat I'll offer. Sitting in this seat, that I'm sitting in now, last year at this exact time, I probably would have said the exact same thing. Because keep in mind, the talk was, we're going to be slow with Daniel Murphy, but he probably could be ready by opening day. Oh my God, not even close to ready for opening day. Months away from being himself. He wasn't really himself until when? Late July, maybe even August, right? He wasn't the Daniel Murphy that gets out of bed hitting 330, right? And you go into some of the other pieces and players, you know, Tanner Roark has the similar season. If Gio Gonzalez repeats some of the success he's had not that long ago, right? I'm not expecting him to be sub three, but, you know, can he get you 185 innings at the high threes? Well, none of those things kind of came to fruition. A lot of bad stuff happened. But right now, by design on paper, they're very good and they're complete.
They'll continue to be, too, if they keep spending money and being aggressive, which seems like it's the plan. You know, they feel like this window's 3-4 years still of them having an opportunity to contend for a championship, and they keep extrapolating it out. And as of right now, you go into this season, favorites in the NL East, they're built like a playoff team. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got more coming from Nats spring training in the 1 o'clock hour. Next, let's give you the best of the rest, some of the things outside of West Palm Beach that are going on in sports today, some breaking news around the country, and we'll hit all of that on the Fan in moments.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Live from Nationals spring training in West Palm Beach, Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours. Appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you've been enjoying what has been a really insightful couple hours already of Nationals baseball banter. Ryan Zimmerman, Adam Eaton, Sean Doolittle, Mike Rizzo, Trevor Rosenthal, Steven Strasburg, Anthony Rendon have all joined us. It's been pretty incredible. Some other news breaking around the country as we've been talking about the Nats today and a bunch of different sports. So why don't we start with this scandalous story. Jupiter police say Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. Police say they have a surveillance video originally broken, I believe, by NBC 10 Boston. Jupiter, Florida, by the way, is only like 18 minutes from where we are right now.
A lot of the guys are staying in Jupiter, to give you an idea. So Some of the guys don't want to stay down in Palm Beach, and they're up in Jupiter, and it's an easy drive, just like 10 minutes south, to come to the ballpark. Wow.
Reading from Perry Russum of NBC Boston, who's been breaking some of the news today's Twitter account. This is all related to a months-long investigation into human trafficking in Florida. Investigators say hundreds of men are involved in soliciting sex, allegedly happening at a massage parlor in Florida. Police say they have video of Kraft participating in the act. Police say he was driven to the parlor. Police say they're working on a warrant for his arrest. Police say they're stunned like everybody else. Police say Kraft participated in the prostitution in Florida 2 different times. So now they have a bunch of reporters outside of his house in Massachusetts trying to talk to all of his neighbors who are coming out and saying he's a very good man and to leave him alone. That's all awkward for Robert Kraft. Here's my takeaway from this. Everyone's going to talk about the Patriots owner and what he did. Gosh, if it's not heartbreaking and just surprising, even though I knew it was a thing, maybe that's not the right word, a dagger to the heart. Sex trafficking in the United States, by the way. Like, this is a thing. I don't know if you've seen any of the details on this, Danny, but they've said that some of the women involved here, I'll just read this tweet. The sheriff says that the women involved were given no days off, averaged about 1,500 men a year.
My goodness.
Their hygiene was minimal.
Ugh.
United States of America.
Yeah, you shudder to think. You know?
I mean, 15 minutes from where we are right now.
I know.
Isn't that...
Yes.
Traumatizing to think about?
It's one of those things that it's so hard because it's away from the normal set of eyes. Does that make any sense? Like your normal day to day, like I go to Safeway, I pick up some groceries, I come home, or like I watch a Nats game on television. It just seems like that's not a U.S. thing. It seems like a third world's not the right term, but like a far away.
Well, I just watched Taken
problem.
For the 800th time, and me and my wife were sitting there watching, and you know, I'm asking questions. I'm going, man, this. You think it's really this bad? You think this actually happens where these guys are raising, you know, their paddle to say, oh, $500,000. So disgusting, all those things. And then we're talking about today, news breaking, that an NFL owner, 20 minutes from where we're sitting, is involved with these women. And we're talking about 1,500 men a year and no days off in Florida, man.
10 minutes from here. I'm pointing my finger in one direction. I'm not sure if that's the right direction. The point is, it's 10 minutes from right
so
here.
So sad.
It just seems so far away, and yet it's not. I mean, you know, whether Robert Kraft did it or not, I honestly don't care about that kind of stuff. That's the salacious headline, is that's the name. You know what I mean? People are going
to... Maybe this makes me a bad guy. Like, here's my reaction to that. It's like, oh, that's so awkward and uncomfortable for him. That's the end of the road for me. Yeah. I'm not thinking differently about him. I don't care about that. My takeaway is, oh, my goodness, there's sex trafficking happening within 20 minutes of
it. Yeah, I didn't care when Warren Sapp did it. I didn't care when Greg Anthony supposedly did it or didn't do it. I don't know the specifics. I've never cared what a grown man wants to pay for or whatever. It didn't, you know, whatever. That's just always kind of how I felt. I'm with you. The big takeaway, sex trafficking ring, man. Human trafficking, whatever you want to call it. Oh, my God, that's such a huge deal.
Yeah, it's wacky. The Capitals got a huge win last night, 3-2 over the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto on the road. Alex Ovechkin scored his 43rd goal of the season. He did so, not surprisingly, on the power play off of a faceoff draw and a John Carlson pass, kind of standard procedure, your textbook from his off power play snipe for Ovechkin. Brett Connolly scored a backhanded goal, tied his career high, and Tom Wilson in Toronto for the first time, scoring on a shorthanded goal, went top shelf and picked a corner. A real pretty play. It was a great win for the Caps.
Big one.
Toronto's really good. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the postseason. And the Caps at one point were up 3-1 and played a real sound defensive game. Didn't give up a whole lot of rushes or chances. I actually got to watch it via the stream of the Caps that NBCSportsWashington.com has for parts of the end of the game last night. It was the performance that you wanted to see them have, and they've now positioned themselves. Carl Hagelin, who they just traded for, is going to make his debut with the team, Danny, on Saturday night against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If they win that game, they'll have ripped off 8 points in their 6-game road trip that we kind of thought might be a fiasco.
You'd take that, wouldn't
it's
you?
It's a big deal, man.
I mean, I kind of said, I can live with 6 points on that road trip. Now, I thought they'd get there differently. I thought they'd beat Anaheim, who's god-awful. But, hey, you know, I don't care how you get into the parking spot, just parallel park the car, you know? So here we go. If they're able to pull off that W, that'd be massive. How about Brett Connolly, though? Just super quick. Is it, I believe, 5 goals last 7 games?
He's
contract year for Brett Connolly? Interesting. I love – one of my favorite things in sport, Grant, one of my favorite things, under-discussed genre, the at one point hyped player who, for whatever reason, doesn't get there, right, doesn't achieve in his first spot or falls out of favor or never lives up to it, getting the second chance and thriving in his next spot. So that's why I'm kind of into the Brett Connolly story. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, he has made good on the draft pick years later, and he's done it in Washington, where I think a lot of guys have career years offensively in this organization. I'll be curious to see. If he stays, I think he's a 15-22 goal guy for the next 3 or 4 years. If he moves on from Washington, can he do this somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because a lot of guys, Troy Brower, TJ Oshie, you kind of go through the list, have had their best offensive seasons here.
He could be a 45-50-point guy in the right spot, right?
Maybe. I mean, that might be higher end. Well, in a great season, if he played in the Caps top six, I think he would do that. Yeah, probably.
He's on his way to 40 this year.
He's going to be around 40 by the end of the year.
He's 32 now.
And I think he'll get to 40, the way the third line's been playing of late. We're Grant and Danny in West Palm Beach at Nationals Spring Training. The final hour of our 2 days of coverage from camp comes your way next. We'll go around the NFL, and you never know who's going to stop by. We've had one great guest after another. It's been must-listen if you're a baseball fan here on your flagship home for the Nats. Guys, Grant Paulson from my friends at Quip. This is the electric toothbrush I've been telling you about. I love Quip so much I brought it with me on the road. Really easy to travel with, by the way. The same way that I kind of stick it to my mirror at my house becomes a cover, and I throw it right in the bag. Very, very effective. You don't brush your teeth long enough, 90% of you. I didn't before Quip, I'm sure. Now I've got timing pulses that vibrate to tell me when to switch rows and to knock out the next set of teeth. And that's what I do, people, with Quip. You know what you also do? And this is what I always did. You use toothbrushes longer than you should. Abrasive, you know, they're a little rougher, and it's not good for the gums. Not with Quip. Quip's going to send you a new toothbrush, a new, for the head to the toothbrush, every single 3 months. And what that does, just $5 for that refill, is get you squared away so that you're not using that old abrasive brush. Here's what you got to do. Go to getquip.com/grant right now. That's GETQUIP.com/grant. $25 is what you're starting at, and then your first refill pack, which is normally going to be $5, will be free. GetQuip.com/free.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.